In 1995, the Czech Press Photo Competition was established to promote Czech photojournalism. Now the esteemed award is in its 15th year, and to mark that occasion, its organizers are holding a special show of more than 500 of the best pictures from all sides of life at Prague's Old Town Hall. The founder of Czech Press Photo, photography theorist and critic Daniela Mrázková, spoke to our reporter Christian Felvey about developments in Czech photojournalism over the last 15 years.
I think that the main change is in the field of spot news and general news, because these categories of photojournalism practically didn't exist during communist era. So after November 1989, photojournalism in this country stand in the front of completely new conditions. Our photoreporters began to travel abroad. They began to learn that they are free.
Can you see a certain kind of naivety in Czech photographers discovering the rest of the world in the early pictures?
Maybe at the very beginning, yes, because they were not used to work among other photographers. Conditions sometimes were very difficult for them. They were not used to different situations in different countries, but they learned very quickly. Because we see the results.
There must be a lot of pictures that really made a particular impression on you. And can you tell me about some of them?
Yes. I think that the most famous photograph of those 15 years was made during floods in northern Moravia in 1997. It's a picture of a dog swimming in the street of Uherské Hradiště town. And up to now, it's a symbol of floods in this country. And at that time, members of international jury said, it's very strange that your photographers can depict a very dramatic, tragic event through the vet dog.
Christian Felvey was talking there to Daniela Mrázková.